This is the Publix Radio. I'm James Baumgartner, and you're listening to Artscape. There's a new exhibit at the Gelman Student Gallery at the Rhode Island School of Design, and the opening last month was packed with the exhibiting artists, their family, and friends. A young artist named Ilse Nita had a digital print in the show, and it uses augmented reality so viewers can see an animated version on their phones. It features a child playing with a toy dirt bike that's leaping over dump trucks and bulldozers.
When I was a kid, I was always enamored by bike culture and seeing people on bikes, whether it be dirt bikes or BMX bikes, and I always wanted to ride it, you know?
But she says the city's policies of destroying dirt bikes get in the way of that.
So what I wanted to illustrate is that no matter what, like, the culture is always going to emerge, and it's always going to continue on.
The show is the RISD Black Biennial, and it features the work of over 50 artists who are either connected to RISD or the Greater Providence area and are from the African diaspora. Chris Roberts is a professor at RISD, teaching experimental foundation studies as well as history and theory.
I think that particularly for students who come here, for a lot of the black students, for them to have an opportunity to contribute to a legacy, and for a school that oftentimes hasn't always been most inviting and most inclusive of black students, to have a really sort of student-driven effort that can be actually part of the school and fabric of the school and the students can look forward to. So I think it's really important for them to see themselves as contributing to the history of the place and not always sort of having to go against it or be an adversary, but that their energies can actually help improve and make the place better.
The show is curated by two RISD students, Amadi Williams and Isaiah Rains, who goes by Prophet. I met with Prophet in the gallery a few days after the opening. He told me about the show's theme, Sonder, a relatively new word that means the realization that everyone, including strangers, has a life as complex as one's own. And he told me that the show is organized into five sections about how Sonder is inspired in the viewer.
In the media room over there, we have philosophy, and this hallway coming in is culture. This area over there is community, and then you loop into family, which isn't necessarily family per se, but it's sort of like interpersonal. And then we have self, which is more personal.
One of the first works you see when you enter the gallery is a black and white photograph of a man standing outside a brick building with a cigarette in his hand. It's by Rahim A.B., who is in his third year at RISD studying photography.
I try to develop ways that, I guess, kind of supersede what we expect with portraiture, usually of people that are of ethnic communities like black people. So kind of this entire exhibition being about the idea of Sonder and kind of stepping into someone else's lives and also their subject position.
Prophet said he made an effort to include as many local artists as possible.
So we did an open call where we posted on Instagram, we posted up posters around Providence just being like, scan this QR, we're accepting everybody's art. Submit if you're black and from the general Providence area, whether that be Fall River, whether it be up towards Boston, whether it be a little bit into Connecticut, just the area.
Prophet grew up in the Providence area and now lives in Fall River. He said that even though he grew up not far from RISD, it never felt accessible. He compared it to a castle on the hill in the clouds.
Where they have all these resources and they hoard them here and you're not allowed to access them if you're not from like RISD, if you're not coming in through RISD. And I think that it's pretty detestable that RISD does that, but still expects students to go off the hill into Providence and take resources from Providence as well as eat off the resources here at RISD while claiming they don't have resources, you know what I mean?
Rahim, the photography student I talked to earlier, also grew up in Providence.
Coming here from field trips, taking visits for like after school programs, you kind of get a feeling that like even though this place is in your backyard, for many of us in Providence, it kind of still feels unreachable in a way. And that's it's a strange feeling to actually get here because the perception is that this is going to be all fine and dandy, but there's still always work to do. It's really work not only to inspire others, I guess, and also show them that there's a way to find your way in these bigger places, but to also show them that this is just one of many avenues you can go to and that there's always work to be done out there, especially for people like us.
The Black Biennial features a wonderful variety of works in different media and from artists ranging from high school aged to much older. There are delicate slender sculptures by Florian Okwu. There's a rough-hewn cherry wood bench by Kaylin Bryant where the legs are sculpted into hands reaching towards each other. There's a piece by Abenda Sohn woven together from an American and a Liberian flag. And there are dozens more paintings, photographs, videos, and sculptures. But if you're a casual visitor to the RISD Museum, you might miss the show. The museum is an amalgamation of a few different buildings, and it can be a bit like a maze to get around. The Gelman Student Gallery is within the museum, but it seems like it was designed to be separate. You can only get to it from an elevator or from a set of stairs in the North Main Street entrance.
Like, we can't call it the RISD Museum, you know what I mean? Like, I can't say that the second Black Biennial was in the RISD Museum. It's just in the building that the museum happens to be in.
Prophet told me that this year's biennial only had a fraction of the funding that the first one had 2 years ago, and he feels like the school isn't supporting it as much as they should.
There's people within the institution that are actually about the show and about the community, and I do want to commend all of them, but I want to make sure that that credit doesn't go to RISD as a whole, or RISD as an institution. It's very much the work of these individuals within the institution doing work despite the institution to support us that the institution likes to try to take claim for, that I feel like it's just dirty, it's wrong, it don't feel right.
Despite the lack of support, the curators have put together an impressive exhibition showcasing the work of Black artists from across the region. One last piece I want to highlight is on the far wall of the gallery as you enter the space.
Yeah, this is Bolu Watife, The Abundant State of Things, which is about sort of the immigrant experience and interacting with a culture that's so different and feeling like an outlier.
A man is sitting casually on a couch. The background and his clothing are very dark, but his skin tones are rendered in blues and glowing whites, like a photo negative, while bright points of yellow paint are scattered around him like an energy field. It's painted in oil and acrylic, but it looks electric.
Like, it's just, I don't have this experience. I'm not an immigrant. But I felt like I could understand, like, I can understand what he was talking about on a more personal level than if somebody were to just tell me. And I feel like that's what the show is about. That's that Sonder.
The idea of Sonder, the idea that everyone's life is as complex as your own, comes through as you view the works and think about what it's like to be a part of, but still feel separated from a larger institution. You can see the RISD Black Biennial through June 2nd. For the Public's Radio, I'm James Baumgartner.